When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 12th edition. Seven game early, seven game main slate. We have a doozy on tap today. We're going to break them all down for you here on this MLB DFS Quick Hits edition. Before we do so, I want to talk to you about thequantedge.com. NFL Week 2 kicking off this weekend. Kicks off tonight with Thursday Night Football, Panthers, Bucks. Lots of content coming out at thequantedge.com. The member Discord never stops. The tools are amazing. The guys crushed it last weekend. Subs crushed it last weekend. If you're serious about NFL DFS and you need that next edge, go to the Quant Edge. Use promo code Bubba to get the rest of the NFL package for $124.99, usually $149.99. They went 5-0 in prop bets. Their bets have been amazing. Their machine, their bets tools have been great. If you want to get the betting package, it's $149.99 with promo code Bubba, usually $199. Last but not least, if you want to get the betting and the football all-inclusive package, it's usually $299, but when you use promo code Bubba, it's $249. So I highly recommend you go check out thequantedge.com. Everybody that I sent over there for so far has not regretted it one bit. It has been a blast. And if you sign up for NFL, you get baseball free for the rest of the season. So I recommend checking it out. Lots of good stuff coming your way over there. All right, we'll do the seven game early first, and we'll break it down in two different sections. D-backs, Mets, total of 8. Brewers, Marlins, 8.5. Yankees, Tigers, 10. Royals, White Sox, 8.5. Cardinals, Rockies, 13. Cubs, Padres, 8. And then waiting on Pirates, Giants, as Joe Musgrove looks to be returning for the Buccos. But this is your much better pitching slate. You'll know when we talk about the next slate why, but this is your better pitching slate. We got three pitchers, 9K and above, that we will be targeting on this slate. And one is Lucas Giolito, 11-9 at home against the Kansas City Royals. The G-Train, averaging 26 points per start. He's made 5 starts for the Royals already this year. 26 points per start. He struck out 39 batters in 31 innings pitched so far this season against Kansas City. And after a couple, a rough go for Giolito, he is back. 20 or more DraftKings points in 8 of his last 10 starts, 17 or more in 9 of those 10s. He's even thrown some 30s and 50s into that mix. 11-9 is a steep price tag, but getaway day against the Kansas City Royals is a place I don't mind Giolito in this one. Minus 175 home favorite for Lucas Giolito. Next up, Yu Darvish, I think, is in a great spot. 10-3 at the San Diego Padres. Darvish, 3-3 road ERA compared to 5-1-4 at home. And he's been just outstanding of late. 23 at Milwaukee, 30 at the Mets, 32 at Philadelphia, 21 at Cincinnati, 23 at St. Louis. Somehow the Giants got to him in that hot run. But he's got 20 or more DK points in 8 of his last 10 starts, period. Those are just his road starts I mentioned, but just period. 8 of his last 10 starts have been an electric factory. When you look at Yu Darvish, he's facing a Padres team that strikes out 26.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Darvish, 29% K rate, 46% ground ball rate, and a Padres team with a 3.75 team total. Lefties, 339. Righties, 268, but a Padres team with only a 298 wOBA and a 166 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So big fan of Yu Darvish on this slate. Last but not least, J.A. Happ, $9,400 at the Detroit Tigers. Usually wouldn't be using J.A. Happ, but it's the Tigers. We're going to focus on the Tigers. And J.A. Happ's coming off three straight 20-plus point DK performances. He had 18 or more points in 4 of his last 5. He has put up a 30 spot at the Boston Red Sox. Back-to-back 6-inning-plus performances with 0 earned runs and 5 or more Ks for J.A. Happ. He has 5 or more Ks in 3 straight starts at Boston, Oakland, at Seattle. He's been very, very solid of late. Maybe he figured something out, a little tweak of this or that. Who knows with baseball this time of the year. But facing a Tigers team, striking out over 27% of the time, first left-handed pitching, J.A. Happ's a -225 road favorite in this matchup. 41% ground ball rate to go with a 20% strikeout rate. And the Tigers have a team total just above four, but a 288 wOBA to 137 ISO versus lefties is dreadful. So J.A. Happ at 94, very much in play. Most don't go there because they see the name, and I get it. He's been horrible, but of late he's figured it out. Really great spot versus the Detroit Tigers. So 9K and above, I got Darvish, Happ, Giolito. That's where I'll be looking at today. Really good options out of those three today. Now when you go 8K and below, there's a few spots. You got Jeff Samardzija at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Samardzija is always a rocky road. You prefer him at home more than anything. The Pirates don't strike out a ton. 18% K rate versus righties, but you can definitely use Jeff Samardzija in that role. The other two options, Gio Gonzalez, $6,600 at the Miami Marlins. I respect the Marlins bats a little more than I think some do, but still at $6,700, you have the upside. They strike out 24.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Gio, 21% K rate, 41% ground ball rate. Team total, 405. Lefties, 285. Righties, 355. And the Marlins only have 301 wOBA and a 145 ISO versus lefties, which is not good at all. So you could target Gio at 67 for some discount. And last but not least, if you want to go YOLO on this slate, not a lot of people will. We've seen back-to-back 2-1 games in Colorado. And, you know, Colorado could easily blow up on a getaway day. But Tim Melville at 5,700 has my attention. At San Diego, put up 24. Home against Pittsburgh, -9. Home against Atlanta, 18.5. At Arizona, 24. So he's had one good home start, one rough home start, two great road starts. He's been cheap as heck every time. And he gets a St. Louis team that's just been butt the last 2 days in Colorado. And they've always struggled versus righties, especially this season. So you look at Tim Melville, the St. Louis team striking out 22.5% of the time versus righties. Melville, 22.4% K rate, 37% ground ball rate. He's got to hope he keeps the ball in the ballpark. That's pretty much the name of the game here. St. Louis has a team total just below 7, so the highest total on the slate. Lefties, 354, right, 353, righties, 304. But again, you look at St. Louis, 312 wOBA, 163 ISO versus righties is nothing special. We've seen Chichi Gonzalez and can't even think about last night, but it was a nobody as well. Oh, Sensatella. Sensatella and Chichi to shut down St. Louis. Melville's actually a better pitcher than those two. So, you know, baseball being the way baseball is, Melville will probably get destroyed. But at $5,700, definitely worth an option for you today. So, Gio Gonzalez, Samardzija, Melville down below. Up top, Darvish, Happ, Giolito. Lots to like at the early slate for pitching. Let's talk about the bats on this 7-game slate. You got guys like Yadi Molina and Coors if you aren't going Melville, but day game after night game, might get the day off. Steven Vogt at 42 continues to crush it for the Giants in his roles there. James McCann is $4,100 for Jorge Lopez. That's not a bad spot for the White Sox again today. They've had some really good spots here of late. Team total 4.9, lefties 384, righties 337 versus Jorge Lopez. So James McCann at 41, not too shabby. If Wilson Ramos is in the Mets lineup facing Alex Young, the lefty at 4K, I like that a lot. Ramos has just been hitting the ball great, period, but crushing left-handed pitching. The Mets have a 4.3 team total. So keep Wilson Ramos in mind at $4,000. Really good spot for him there. If Austin Romine gets the start for the Yankees, he's 38 versus Mr. Boyd, Matty Boyd. I like the Yankees against Boyd because Boyd just... it's not right right now. He's not right at all. The Yankees have a team total of 6. It's the third highest on the slate, the highest not inside Coors Field. Lots of hard contact coming off of Boyd. So Romine at 38, good value piece of that offense. A few others you can take a peek at, like a John Hicks versus J.A. Happ. If you aren't using Happ at 34, he's got some upside for you. Beef Wellington's in play, of course. You can look that direction. Stallings or Elias Diaz, whoever catches for Pittsburgh at 29, is not bad value in their matchup. But like, you get Nick Deeney most likely at 2,400. Then you'll get a few other punts. Maybe a Thomas Nito at 21 versus Young on a getaway day. That could be an uber punt just to open things up for you. First base position, you got Big Meat Pete, 51 versus Young. Like that quite a bit. So I like E5 at 5K. Both two good plays. But if you want to save some cash, just keep going to the guy I talk about all the time. I write about him at the Quant Edge. I talk about him here. Jose Abreu, no respect, averaging 12.4 over his last 10, 23 more points last night. He's homered in three of his last four and four of his last six. 19 or more points in four of his last six games. Crushing baseballs at 47. Good look for Big Jose on that one. Sliding on down, though, you got the likes of a Luke Voit in the GPP at only 41 versus Boyd. Voit hasn't really taken off like he was before his injury. Maybe he's still banged up, but 41 in the GPP, I can see that. Garrett Cooper, I like a lot at 4K. Went deep last night for 17 points. Good GPP play at 4K versus Gio Gonzalez in Miami. Below 4K, though, you'll have some usual. So like a Miguel Cabrera versus Happ at 36, super GPP if you need to go there. Zach Collins at 32 versus Jorge Lopez. But like Ryan O'Hearn at 31. It's Giolito, so not running there, but O'Hearn got us a nice ding-dong last night at super low ownership. McBroom's down there again at 2,200, but you're targeting Giolito, and that's not always the best thing. It could be super contrarian, but not always the best thing. Second base, you got Tommy Edman. Not too shabby in Coors if you're stacking it up. But Ketel Marte against a pitch to Tomtac Marcus Stroman. I don't mind that at $5,200. Definite upside there. Colton Wong in Coors at 48 has a little bit of upside for you. Ryan McMahon at 44 versus Mikolas. Mikolas struggles on the road and struggles versus lefties. Maybe this is the get-right spot for Colorado and Ryan McMahon and company at 4,400. Big Moustakas double-donged last night. He's 42 versus Caleb Smith today. But Starlin Castro at 41 versus Gio. Don't hate that at all. Castro's really having a second-half renovate, like just revolution. Averaging 12.5 over his last 10. Good stuff there for Castro. Going on down even farther, like Mauricio Dubon, another okay night, $3,700. Don't mind him for cheap. And then it's just kind of checking your lineups because there'll be many that come up there as the day goes on. Third base, Arenado and Coors at 52 is outstanding. Yoan Moncada at 5K is a great play. Moncada kind of let us down last night with only four DK points. We're still averaging about 11 in his last 10. Really hitting the ball well since coming back from the IL. Great spot hitting cleanup versus Jorge Lopez today at $5,000. John Birdie at 48 versus Gio. Not a bad play. He's pretty expensive. Most people won't pay that, but you can get some good use out of that. A guy like Gio Urshela at 44 versus Matt Boyd. I like that. Getting some discounts on the Yanks versus Boyd, which is nice to see on this slate. And then he's dropped on down. Like Colin Moran at 34 definitely has some value to it. Jaime Candelario switch hitting at 31 versus J.A. Happ. Ryan Goings at 3K. Some of the values you can look at third base. Shortstop, you got Trevor Story, Paul DeJong, and Coors, both obviously in play in this one. John Birdie mentioned him already. But Didi Gregorius at 43 hits lefties just fine. That's not bad. Switch hitting Ronnie Rodriguez at 37 versus J.A. Happ. Ahmed Rosario at 37 got on base, stole a bag. You got Mauricio Dubon, talked about him already. Miguel Rojas only 35 versus Gio. Jordy Mercer, if you want to target Happ, is 34. So definitely some value at shortstop today that you can exploit. Outfield positions, you got Ozuna and Coors, Blackman and Coors, both great. You got Ketel Marte, kind of sneaky at 52 versus Stroman. Somebody can definitely peek on there. Like Aaron Judge versus Matt Boyd at 47, definite GPP appeal in that one. Mike Yastrzemski, the Giants versus Joe Musgrove has my attention. Day game, the ball will travel a little better. It's supposed to be a little hotter on the West Coast. Still not that hot in San Francisco, but it's warming up on the West Coast. And lefties 313, righties 314. You know you can attack Musgrove with lefties, especially on the road. So Yastrzemski at 46 is a very contrarian play on this slate. Reynolds at 45, not shabby. But like Kyle Schwarber, you can attack Lamet with lefties. He's 44. That's a good look for you. Eloy Jimenez did it again last night, guys, and now he's not being as cheap. He's up to $4,300 now, 23 points last night, averaging 11.2 over his last 10, 20 and 23 in his last two. He's homered in back-to-back nights. Great spot versus Jorge Lopez. The Abreu, Moncada, Eloy stacks have been so much fun of late. Starting a little more expensive now, though, but were a lot of fun. Still a great play today. I don't mind that at all if you're building a little stack on this slate. Ian Desmond at 42, that's value. Nick Castellanos at 42 is definite value as well. A few others, JD Davis at 41, not shabby versus Alex Young. Kevin Pryor, if you want a mini Giants stack, the Giants would be super low owned. He's 41 versus Musgrove. Garrett Cooper at 4K, don't mind that at all versus Gio as well. A few others you could take a peek at down here. You know, Clint Frazier, if he gets to start, he's only 37 versus Boyd. There's power upside in that. Low Kane's only 36. Sam Hilliard, 36, and Coors has some definite upside for you. So check your lineups as there will be tons and tons as they come out. Recapping your pitching. on this early slate. Up top, Darvish, Hap, Giolito. Down below, Gio, Samardzija, Melville, if you want to get freaky deaky with it. All right, let's get to the 7-game main slate. But before we do, I want to talk to you about Superdraft. Superdraft, and I'll do all the stacks later for both slates. But we go to Superdraft, fun new way to play daily fantasy sports. No prices, you play the players you want, and it's based on a multiplier system. Tons and tons of fun. The riskier the play, the cheaper they'd be on DraftKings. Usually correlates to higher multiplier over on Superdraft. If you want to try Superdraft for the first time, go to your app store, download the app, use promo code Bubba. Deposit $10 or more and get a free $10 into your account. They have baseball, football, and golf. Football, big $125,000 tournament guaranteed last weekend, 25 to 1st. They opened it up again for this Sunday, week 2 action. There will be overlay for days, so come join us over there at Superdraft. Promo code Bubba gets you a free $10 with your first $10 or more deposit. All right, the main slate of action. I mentioned pitching is not around. It is not. Boston at Toronto, 10.5. Braves, Phillies, 10. Dodgers, Orioles, 10. Nationals, Twins, 9.5. Rays, Rangers, 10. A's, Astros, 9. Reds, Mariners, waiting on that one because they have the opener. So the 6 of the 7 totals we have are 9 or higher. Lots of offense. Also watch the weather. Dodgers, Baltimore, 15% chances of rain. Atlanta, Philly blowing in from right field at 10 miles an hour, 35% chances of rain. Washington, Minnesota blowing in from right, 12 miles an hour, 40% chances of rain. So watch the weather. This could be a smaller slate and an even uglier slate if these scenarios pop up. Let's talk about the pitching on this slate. Justin Verlander, $12,600 at home versus the Oakland A's, but it's hard to say no, as Verlander's just an absolute beast, dominating everybody in sight. The A strikeout 22% of the time versus righties. Verlander, 35% K rate. He's just a monster. The Oakland A's have a 3.3 team total, lowest on the entire slate, on the entire day. Lefties, 227. Righties, 266. Verlander's a great play, but super, super expensive. The other option I have up top for you is Patrick Corbin, 10-5 at the Twins. Twins, very, very potent offense. Very sneaky play here with Patrick Corbin. The dude has 20 or more DraftKings points in 8 straight starts. He's been absolutely outstanding. He's been absolutely consistent, having a great season. Doesn't matter who he faces, he's putting together some good starts. The Twins strike out 21% of the time versus lefties. Corbin, 29% K rate, 48% ground ball rate. Make sure the game plays. That'll be important. But Minnesota has a 4.7 team total. Lefties, 248. Righties, only 311 versus Patty Corbin. So Corbin at 10-5 on my radar tonight. I got Corbin 1, JV 2. That's strictly due to price. 12-6 is a hefty, hefty price tag on this slate. Now, when you drop below the big boys, it's ugly. It's very, very ugly. You got Tehran at Philadelphia, maybe, but probably not. You got a lot of openers and longmans. You got Colby Allred in a very hitter and friendly environment against Tampa Bay, but he's in play. He's been better on the road than at home, but still, you know, 14-3, 16 at home, 30.7, minus 0.2 at home, 16-16-2. So he's had one good home, one good bad start. He's been great on the road. Faces a Tampa team that I love to play. But on the slate like this, you got to pick your poisons. And Allred's got the upside facing a Tampa Bay team that strikes out 22% of the time versus lefties. Allred, 20% K rate, 47% ground ball rate. Tampa Bay's got a 5.4 team total, but everyone's going to have high team totals today. Lefties 324, righties 302, and Tampa's only got a 168 ISO versus lefties. So you got a little bit of upside there with Allred at 72. You're just looking for guys not to get completely destroyed. You're not looking for perfection tonight. You're just saying don't get completely destroyed. If you get a quality start, you're doing backflips. So Allred at 72, worth a look. If you want to get wild with Drew Smyly at 65 against Atlanta, you can. It's scary. It's terrifying. He's averaging 14 points per game at home, 18 on the road. His last two starts, both on the road, 28 and 26. But we've seen the upside for Miley at times. We've seen the bads at Miley's at times as well. Atlanta, very potent offense. Very, very potent offense. We know this. But they also strike out 23.5% of the time versus lefties. Miley, almost 23% K rate, 33% ground ball rate are two things you can look to attack on this slate. Atlanta, 5.2 team total. Lefties, 416. Righties, 355. It is terrifying. But Smyly at 67 is a guy I will take a peek at. And last but not least, Tyler Mahle, probably my favorite play down here. He's $6,200 at Seattle. Seattle's offense, Sonny Gray was no-hit in the 7th until Lewis hit a grand salame. But Molly is two starts back at Great American Small Park, got beat up by Arizona. At St. Louis was outstanding for 20.5 points. He was pitching pretty well before he went to on the IL or to the minors, whatever it was again. But gets the Seattle team striking out 25% of the time versus righties. Molly, 24% K rate, 46% ground ball rate. So a lot to like in that respect. And then you got a Seattle team, the lefties hitting 347, righties 278 versus Molly. But a Seattle team with a 308 wOBA, 177 ISO versus righties. So Molly at 62, very, very good look in this one. I got Molly 1, Allard 2, Smiley 3. If you want to go, if you want to go Molly and JV or Molly and Corbin, I got no problem with it. You can make it work for show. So pitching, ugly, as we talked about. But bats, we got bats for days. Let's talk about these bats. At the catcher's position, you got the likes of Will Smith versus Dylan Bundy at 48. That's interesting. Don't mind that at all. Maybe the Dodgers still have their hangover, and Bundy's actually a good play today, but that's terrifying. But farther down you go, Pedro Severino versus the lefty. Rich Hill's making his return. Severino at 33 on the agenda tonight. I love him versus lefties. He went deep last night. Sean Murphy continues to crush it. 3,100 versus Verlander. Good GPP play because we know Verlander will give up some hard contact, so you can look that way if you need to. Mike Zunino at only 29 versus Allard is a value play as well in that hitter-friendly matchup in Arlington. You're going to have Tucker Barnhart. Dunn's going to start, and then Malone come in after him. He's 2,800. Francisco Cervelli, 27 versus Smiley, and then some other ones as the lineups come out. First base, you got Belly Bombs versus Bundy at 54. That's just a match made in heaven. Freeman's always in play. Jock Jams versus Bundy at 52. Bundy's either going to spin a gem or he's not going to make it past the third. I just have a weird feeling about this. Dodgers have a 5.85 team total, highest on the day slate. Lefty's 311, righty's 315 versus Bundy. Bundy's been much better than people think this year. But you get a Dodgers team versus a susceptible righty like Bundy, and usually it results poorly, usually. Sliding on down the 4Ks, they got Travis d'Arnaud against Allard at 43. Not bad value there. Matt Olson in a GPP at 42 with the hard contact that Verlander does give up. Going farther down below 4K now. You know, like Aledmys Diaz at 38 versus Homer Bailey. Renato Nunez at 37 versus Hill. We know how the Orioles can hit lefties. Hill's not your average lefty, but it's there. Rowdy Tellez at 35 went deep again yesterday. Got Chacin opening. And then who the heck was it that's coming in after Chacin? I don't have it written down anymore. But Chacin's opening, and then they'll go from there. So Tellez at 35 is some nice value in that matchup. Then Jesus Aguilar at 34 versus Allard is not bad either. Again, there's going to be tons of value at every position. On, I'll point it out to you when I see it. Second base, Jose Altuve at only 48 versus Bailey's not bad. Then Ozzy Albies switch hitting versus Smiley at 46. Both very, very nice in their matchups. GPP-wise, Kevin Biggio at 42. We love Biggio and GPPs with his home run upside. Nick Solak only 4,100 bucks versus Brendan McKay. I'm a big fan of that. Second base, third base for Solak. 14 more points last night, averaging 11.1 over his last 10. The dude's a beast. I keep recommending him every day. I keep playing him every day. He's awesome. Johnny VR is down to $4,000. Second base shortstop eligible. He went to Ding Dong City last night. Really good spot here for Johnny at only 4K. Massive discount facing Rich Hill. The Orioles are super cheap. Rich Hill, let me check. I don't expect him to go that long in his first start back. And then you get a Dodgers bullpen. Coming back from the 60-day IL, back on the, he'll likely be limited at first as he's only gotten up to 30 pitches in a simulated game on Friday. So I'd imagine, you know, 40, 45 pitches max for Rich Hill. And then you get Dodgers bullpen. So you're getting this discount on the Orioles. And it is the Orioles, I know. But you're getting the massive discount against Rich Hill and then a bullpen game. So keep an eye on that. Below 4K, Gavin Lux is only 3,600. We're still in Bundy. That is great value. Hanser Alberto crushes lefties. He's just crushing the ball, period. Second base, third base eligible at 35. Joey Wendell at 35. Good value as well. The Seattle Mariners are super cheap. Brock Holt's only 33 versus Clay Buchholz. Josh Van Meter's only 32 versus Dunn. And then Tommy Malone. So lots and lots of value at second base. Really could open some things up for you there. Third base, you got Rendon at 53 against Gibson. Bregman at 53 is a great price versus Bailey. Josh Donaldson against Smiley at 52. All really good plays at 5K and above. I'd probably leave Bregman for now, but all really, really good looks for you there. Rafael Devers only 4,800 bucks for his Buchholz. Devers has been quiet of late, but Buchholz, man, lefties 351, righties 383. Boston a 5.5 team total. Devers at 48 is oh so sexy. Eugenio Suarez will be getting some Tommy Malone lefty action at 47. Don't hate that at all. If you aren't using Tyler Molle, Kyle Seager at 43 is very, very much in play for you. Mentioned Nick Solak already at 41. Asdrubal Cabrera, cheaper piece of the Nats for 4K versus Gibson. Renato Nunez at 37. The Vladito, I mentioned Toronto being sneaky last night. They paid off 11 points for Vladito. He's 3,700 versus Chalice Chacin tonight. A few others, Hansel Alberto, mentioned Joey Wendell already. So you have a few options down here. Maybe Toro gets to start for Houston. He's only 32 versus Homer Bailey. That would be solid, solid value yet again. Shortstop Bregman, yes, Bichette, not too shabby himself. But like Bogarts at 49, Boston is too cheap versus Buchholz. They got a nice price decrease as well. So you can definitely attack Buchholz on this one. But Corey Seager at 45 versus Bundy is a great play. Really solid play for you there. Johnny VR at 4K, not too shabby himself. Then other than that, though, it's like, does Charlie Culberson start versus Smiley and you want to play him at 35? Maybe. Willie Adames is only 33 versus Allard. That's a good punt play for you. Freddie Galvis, only 32. That's a good punt as well. Jose Iglesias, 31. Lots of discounts for some of these bats on the slate. Outfield time, Springer at 56 is great. Acuna versus Smiley at 55, not too shabby himself. Jordan Alvarez at 54 versus Bailey. My goodness, that could get ugly in a hurry. Like that a lot. Like Mookie Betts at 51 is super nice. So is Juan Soto at 51. Tommy Pham at 5K is not bad. So you got some really good looks, 5K and above. Springer's just been on fire. It's hard to hide there. Same with Jordan Alvarez. The Astros are solid looks for Homer Bailey. But then you got like Mookie Betts, Juan Soto at 51 each are really solid as well. A few others to take in mind. Aquino at 47, not too bad at all. Bryce Harper at 46 has his upside. So does JD Martinez at 45. Maybe Kyle Tucker gets a start tonight at 4,500. That could be in play as well. Sliding on down farther. Like Chris Taylor's 42 if you want a cheapie versus Bundy. You could go that direction. Trey Mancini, Anthony Santander, 4K each versus Rich Hill. Has a little bit of upside to it as well for you. And then below 4K, it's more just like what do the lineups spit out? Because Randall Grichuk at 37 is value for sure. If Victor Robles is in a better spot in the order at 37, he's got some upside for you. It's kind of mix and matchy down here, but there will be a ton. Like I've been playing Lewis the last two nights. If you're not using Molle, let's see where they priced him at tonight because he's been so cheap the last two nights. He's been like less than 1% owned. He's homered in back-to-back nights. Kyle Lewis of the Seattle Mariners, they have priced him up compared to the last few days. Where'd you go? He's up to 3,100 the last two days. He has been 2,800 in both games. He's gone deep in both games. He's 31, still in a really good spot for Tyler Molle if you need to save some cash if you're not using Molle. Or if you want to use a one-off and keep Molle just to save the money, I don't hate it either. So recapping your pitching, it's Corbin and JV up top. It's Molle, Allard, and Smiley in the middle. Pitching is ugly. Bats for days. There'll be tons of value when you check it out when lineups get released as well. If you're stacking it up on this early action for the early slate, you got Coors in play, Cardinals, Rockies. Rockies, very nice versus Mikolas. No hiding that. The Yankees versus Matt Boyd is very, very nice as well. Solid looks for you there. A couple others. You could take some peeks on the D-backs for Stroman. I'm not a Stroman guy, but I don't think it's necessary. It's like the Yankees. It's Coors. Big fan of the White Sox versus Jorge Lopez. I wouldn't mind getting that direction. And then the Giants versus the Pirates has kind of got some appeal to it as well for me. On the evening slate, the Red Sox versus Cletus is very, very nice. They're all going to be nice. The totals are great. But Red Sox versus Cletus has some major appeal to me. The Orioles are cheap. You could attack that for sure. Tampa and Texas both have some upside, but not my top plays. It's mainly Boston, Orioles value, Houston versus Homer Bailey. And then you can kind of mix and match throughout there. You know, Phillies have upside versus Tehran. The Dodgers versus Bundy is huge. So lots of ways to go. Red Sox, Dodgers, Orioles, Astros will be my top four for now as things sit. BVP for the entire day of action. Adam Jones, 9 for 25, two doubles versus Marcus Stroman. As we slide on down, Starling Castro, 10 for 25, two doubles versus Gio Gonzalez. And Castro's been swinging it well. Miguel Rojas, 6 for 19. Not shabby. Moustakas, and these Yelich stats are going to make me want to cry every day. Moustakas, 2 for 3, two homers off Caleb Smith. Nice small sample. Moncada, Abreu each have two homers versus Jorge Lopez. Lourdes Garcia has one as well. Nice stuff there. Hunter Dozier, 3 for 10 with a double and a triple. Nothing crazy versus Giolito. Nolan Arenado, 4 for 9, two homers off Mikolas. Daniel Murphy, 4 for 10. Nothing too crazy on this. Gordon Beckham is a... Oh, that's a double hitter. You will not have that game. Don't worry about that one. Bryce Harper, though, owns Julio Teheran. 18 for 43. Three doubles, eight home runs. Lomo, 5 for 13, double and a homer. Hoskins, 5 for 15, three doubles. Gene Segura, 7 for 22, two homers. Realmuto's got a homer. Bruce has two. Cesar Hernandez has two. Miguel Franco's hit 10 for 34 with two doubles. The Phillies like facing Julio Teheran. Just throw that one out there. Josh Donaldson, 9 for 19, three doubles, three homers off Drew Smiley. Not too shabby itself. Yan Gomes, 13 for 30, two doubles, two homers off Kyle Gibson. Gomes sees Gibson surprisingly well. Yordan Alvarez, Aledmys Diaz, Yuli Gurriel, Michael Brantley have all taken homer Bailey deep. In a small sample, they're hitting 356, 442 WOBA, 254 ISO versus Bailey. Crush Davis, 6 for 19, double and four homers off of Verlander. Kana, 4 for 12, double and a homer. Simeon and Olsen have taken him deep as well. So they've had some power against Verlander, but overall production, not so much. So that'll do it, folks. Kind of a jumbled mess. 7-game early, 7-game main. Lots of good stuff to check out there. Go to fantasysportsdegens.com. We got a new Bench with Bubba episode 210 dropped last night with Brian Drake of Fighting Chance Fantasy and the FF Hustle podcast, recapping the week one action of fantasy football with a look ahead to week two. We got the 2-point conversion NFL DFS podcast dropped last night. Myself and James previewing the week two main slate. Lots of good stuff there. Favorite plays in the position, stacks, the works. Golf has kicked off or teed off today. That's great. We got Bubba the Batflip episode 8. Bench with Bubba episode 209 is out for your listening pleasures. Much, much more coming your way this weekend. So go check it out, fantasysportsdegens.com, at fantasydegens. I'm on Twitter, at BDintrick. If you're rating a review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your multi-slate, early, main, slate, Thursday, September 12th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.